Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the book of Acts. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
In the book before Acts, the Gospel of Luke, the account concludes with Christ ascending into heaven after his ministry on earth. But Jesus' work is not done. In Acts, Luke writes of Jesus' continued work as he reigns in heaven. Acts begins with the Holy Spirit coming down upon Christ's apostles, filling them with the very presence of God. This phenomena is the fulfillment of God's ancient promise to send his Spirit and empower his people to bring his salvation to the ends of the earth. We'll see through the accounts in Acts that adversity is going to be very prominent in this mission. But rather than hindering God's mission, opposition and suffering seem to fuel it. So let's dive in and see how this plays out. After being filled with the Spirit, the apostles are equipped with the ability to speak to the multi-ethnic population of Jerusalem in all their native languages. They begin proclaiming what God has done through the resurrected Christ, and they encourage hearers to repent and be saved. The apostles perform miracles and healings, and thousands of Jews end up putting their faith in Christ as their Savior. These believers form a unique community committed to worshiping God, meeting one another's needs, and living as a light to those around them, the very definition of what the church is to be. As this movement grows, many of the Jewish religious leaders become threatened, and they begin persecuting Christians violently. This, however, does not deter Christ's followers, and the Christians continue teaching and proclaiming the resurrected Christ, even though they are imprisoned and violently tortured. The Christians are eventually driven out of Jerusalem. But rather than slowing down God's mission, this movement advances it. Followers of Christ come bringing the good news of Jesus and his kingdom to non-Jews all over Judea and Samaria. As Jesus' community continues to expand, God confronts a Jewish religious leader and well-known persecutor of Christians named Saul. Miraculously, after his encounter with God, Saul converts and puts his faith in Christ. Saul changes his name to Paul and becomes a passionate advocate for the gospel. Paul follows the lead of the Spirit and preaches along an international missionary journey. But as he does so, he faces much pushback. He is arrested and imprisoned many times because of his message. But again, this adversity does not dampen God's mission. The gospel message gains credibility and power as Paul continues to joyfully share about Jesus, even in his suffering. Paul even uses his time in prison to compose letters to his church families, the letters that now make up many of the books in our New Testament. Acts ends with Paul under house arrest in Rome, where Paul hosts meetings and boldly teaches about Jesus in one of the most prominent cities of the time. Opposition and suffering have not hindered God's message of salvation, but rather propelled it. Through hostility, resistance, persecution, and difficult barriers of geography and culture, God spreads his good news through the world. A Christian professor in Singapore recently wrote an article for Christianity Today in which he explores trends associated with the spread and growth of the Christian faith. He observes how hostile circumstances seem to actually be the one correlating factor with rising numbers of people following Jesus. He cites one example from the Middle East. He says, Today, Christianity is growing rapidly in certain Muslim countries such as Iran and Afghanistan, where the faith experiences a high level of persecution. Open Doors ranks Iran as the 8th worst place in the world to be a Christian, with an extreme level of persecution. In the Islamic Republic, the government bans conversion from Islam, imprisons those who proselytize, and arrests those who attend underground house churches or print and distribute Christian literature. Nevertheless, despite the government threatening, pressuring, and coercing Christians, the church in Iran has become one of the fastest growing in the world in terms of conversion. It is estimated that there could be as many as 1 million Iranian believers. The writer proposes a hypothesis for why opposition is often correlated with growth in Christianity. In these environments, he writes, believers turn to their faith as a source of strength. And this devotion attracts those outside their faith. God has called his family of believers to bring his salvation to the ends of the earth. You have been invited into this mission. And as we see in Acts, rejection and conflict is to be expected when we share the gospel. But when you face opposition, maybe you lose social acceptance. Maybe you jeopardize a career opportunity. Maybe you struggle with anxiety and self-consciousness as you speak up. Remember that God's mission isn't hindered by adversity or even your own weaknesses. These are the very grounds God's work thrives on. God's power is magnified in the struggle. So take a moment to ask God to give you his strength and perseverance as you share the good news of what Jesus has done. It can feel daunting sometimes to know what to say when talking about Jesus with others. So I think it can be helpful to walk through the basics. Simply put, to communicate the gospel to someone means sharing. Jesus came to us as God in the flesh. He lived a life of perfect obedience to God. He died a sacrificial death to pay the debt we owed to God for disobeying his commands. He rose from the dead and ascended into heaven where he now reigns. One day Christ will return and judge the world. He will remove all sin and restore his creation to a state of peace, prosperity, and flourishing. Those who repent and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior are forgiven of their sin and credited with Christ's perfect life, that they might be in a relationship with God and experience his restoration in their lives. At Christ's return, they will participate in his eternal rule and enjoy his goodness forever. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for the precious message of this gospel and for God's power to spread this news to the ends of the earth.
Come, sing of what he's done. There is hope for everyone. Sing of what he's done.